Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
There's probably a million different ways to answer the question, what is Dfinity? The footage that you're about to see comes from a documentary that's being shot about evolution of Dfinity. On my recent visit to Palo Alto, we had a filmmaker and producer in our office. His name is Jesse Allen, a great guy, super, super interesting background, and he was shooting not with a DSLR or even something like this, like a GoPro, but he was shooting with a RED camera. RED cameras, they look like this. They typically cost between $40,000 and $60,000, and they're used for cinematography. So they're used for actual big time movies. Just handling this footage was a bit of a challenge, and it was super interesting for me to see how this process works. He kindly shared the footage that he captured of me answering some of his questions on the RED. We also used a Panasonic GX5. So without further ado, here are some of the bits and pieces that were covered in that interview. I hope you get some value from this, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Camera sound.
My name's Cedric. I co-founded the Dfinity Foundation together with Dominic almost 2 years ago. I have a technical background. I came to the project as someone who helped with legal and operations in Switzerland. And I'm currently transitioning into a role where I help build the Dfinity ecosystem. So helping developers understand Dfinity technology and build stuff on top of the amazing technology that we're building. I personally have a bit of a decentralized lifestyle. For more than 2 years now, I have not had a constant home. I live out of a backpack. I've always been extremely passionate about learning, and especially learning about startups and how to create a company. So for the past 15 years, I've just been involved with one tech startup after another and constantly been working on figuring out this process. How do you get from a problem to a solution? I'm Swiss originally, so I like to be on time and everyone else to be on time. I'm the Swiss person in the office. I was born and raised in Switzerland, stayed there until I was about 18. Still based in Switzerland, but for the last 12 years, it's been a lot of travel. Switzerland is not necessarily the epicenter of tech startups. I've studied electrical engineering in parallel to starting my first company, and have ever since been fascinated by cutting-edge technology. I first got involved in the crypto space about 6 years ago when I worked with a guy at a payment processor, and he started to use my laptop for, he asked me if I could use my laptop over lunch to mine some bitcoins. And that's what made me curious and how I got first involved in technology. And then I think only recently in the last 3-4 years, I've become really fascinated with what you can do with all this decentralized technology, especially passionate about building communities and governments and how decentralization and tools that we build on top of Dfinity can help us run these organizations in a more efficient and productive way. So I think one key element that the blockchain brings as a tool is transparency and immutability and decentralization. What I think is that a lot of the overhead that currently exists in a lot of the governments, or let's just say in general, like governing bodies of communities, is that there's a lot of intransparency, there's a lot of inefficiencies, and therefore we can also not have a very direct democracy. So I always need to trust a person to best represent my interests. What the blockchain and Dfinity especially helps us do is trust a system, build a system that we can trust that then efficiently executes my best interests. Web3 or Cloud3 for me is like the next generation. So we had the Web 1.0, which was barely, like it was basic server client architecture, information was mostly static. Web 2.0 was dynamic information, so we were all able to participate. And now Web3, is the democratization, decentralization of all that. So instead of having servers and clients and companies that provide tools and people that use it, it becomes this much more fluid construct of people who are building and who are using software. Dfinity to me is this extremely powerful world computer or internet computer. It's a massive amount of computation power that we all get access to, and that allows us to run applications and tools in a way that they're unstoppable. It kind of adds a layer top of our current geographies and allows us to run applications into this outside any existing jurisdiction. I think what Dfinity brings to the world, A, for existing companies that use traditional cloud infrastructure, I think it's a vastly simplified stack. So they don't have to care about security and backups and all that stuff anymore, because Dfinity has all of that built in. And on the other side, for governments, I think making use of this infrastructure that has transparency and immutability and decentralization built in will be a huge step forward. Blockchain to me is, on a technical level, a distributed database that is immutable and transparent. I think right now, if you compare the state of where we are in the blockchain space to the internet, where somewhere in the 1980s, where we're still talking about like the lowest layers of the stack, of the tech stack. So asking what is a blockchain is kind of similar to asking, or how does a blockchain work is similar to asking how does email work, where now we all know applications and we can tell you press send and add an email address here and there. But we're much, much lower on the stack than that. So, and I think that's why people are giving different answers, because everyone kind of sees it from a different perspective, and there's no mass market applications right now that make it really, that allow us to really feel what the blockchain is. So one problem that I see in the current world of technology companies is that you have these incredibly convoluted and complicated tech stacks built on AWS or various other platforms. And it's hard to for any single person to get a complete overview over all the components you need, even for a single web, simple web application. Dfinity vastly reduces the complexity of that by having most of those components built in, so you don't need to worry about backups or load balancers and stuff like that. So I think in the first step, I'm really passionate about how Dfinity simplifies the ability for everyone to build web applications that are really powerful and can hit mass market and scale really well. And then in the long term, also the fact that Dfinity brings democratization to any kind of technology product, meaning that products will be a much more open source and allow more and more participants to participate in the evolution of technology products. I first heard about Dfinity about roughly 2 years ago when I got a phone call from a previous colleague that I used to work with who introduced me to Dominic. And Dominic and I started chatting about his vision for Dfinity, and I was immediately pretty struck by his genius and his vision. When we first came together here in Palo Alto, we started discussing like what's the right forum for this to come to life. And yeah, it's been countless hours getting the foundation up and running, and I'm just amazed to see this great team that we have together here now. But then also looking back, it's only been 2 years and it feels like the development in a normal company would have spent like 5 to 10 years. So it's a really cool company to be part of.